Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees.
KAWF, KB8RBP.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
Mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
Was that Sean out there? KE4ZYQ.
Well, you definitely owe someone an apology. I don't know if it's me or if it's Sean, but it's certainly one of them.
You missed your calling. You should have been a stand-up comedian. I was going to start a new fad. I was going to start a sit-down comedian. There's not enough stand-ups out there.
At our age, we're lucky to even be close to being funny. And it's funny, too, the last guy I talked to on this repeater several days ago was, in fact, Sean. But anyhow, my name is Ron Robert Oscar November. My call, Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike, and I'm on the 3-1 in Mackinac.
Yeah, Ron, well, it's 7.2 over here that I'm on, so they must be linked, right?
And you are where?
I'm receiving and transmitting on the 147.2.
Which is where?
Which is the Mount Clements repeater? No.
Okay. That's 7.2. Okay, very good. Well, every once in a while, these linked systems like this work out. But anyhow, I was just fishing to see who I could catch, and I'm pulling up at my destination. So anyway, hearing you, I'll be listening. But I got to run in here and literally grab some fish, assuming the place is open. See ya. W8RP.
Yeah, Ron, this is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo over here in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
W8EUH Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
Are you up here, Mike? W-A-Y-R-C.
How's it going? I'm up here in, I think it's in Agra.
Well, good. I had a guy stop by my house and come up to the door, and I said, I don't know him, what do you do? And walk out there, and he says, looked at my tower, and he says, how many channels can you get on that? I says, I don't know, I could talk around the world on it. He says, what? So I had to explain to him what amateur radio was and propagation. And he says, I live in North Branch, and I have a off-air channel for his TV, and sometimes they come in, sometimes they don't. So that's when I start talking about propagation and all that stuff. So he is all confused.
You know, we do these homesteader meetings, and I try to go in there and explain radio, and they just get glazed over looking, and I got to remember that, you know, where I started. And I feel so dumb because I make the assumption people know a little bit more about RF than they do, and well, I'll tell you what, sometimes it's just hard to explain it.
I guess the key word is remember CB, and okay, then they say this is glorified. This is the ultimate CB. He talked around the world, so yeah, he was kind of understanding, I guess. Maybe, I don't know, I still see a big question mark on his brain, but he did what he could do. I said, I got a real nice TV antenna out back if you want it. Oh, you're not going to get it, but I'll sell it to you. I used to have one on the roof for off-air channels. It was probably a $150 antenna sitting out back doing nothing now. Anyway. I just heard you in there. I don't jump in and say, hey, I heard you earlier, but I didn't have the radio close to me. So I got waiting for a phone call to pick up my truck. So, yeah, catch you later. Have a good afternoon, W-A-Y-R-C.
My favorite one is these guys take these old archers, these, the big beams for UHF and VHF TV, and they pull them down because, you know, they think those ones are made for the old TV and not the digital, so they get talked into buying some little dinky antenna for the same exact spectrum, and they think they're doing something, pulling that giant antenna down that turns and does all this good stuff, and put a digital one in a little square box, and I always laugh, oh my gosh.
Yeah, all the gain you had, you just lost. So, Sensory, you got to run. W-8-Y-R-C.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I'll be back around the Storage Master in about 2 hours or so. See ya.
KB-8-0, I'll be.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
NHLCM monitoring.
NHLGN, this is KEPL.
Was that KHETL, Echo Tango Lima?
This is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima.
Echo Papa Lima, November 8, Lima Juliet, November. Thank you very much for returning my call. How are you today?
I'm good, Larry. How are you?
I am very sorry. Is this Kevin?
No, this is Eric, Echo Romeo, India, Charlie.
First name again, my apologies.
It is Eric, Echo Romeo, India, Charlie.
I got it now, Eric. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm in Metamora, right off of, right on Hunter's Creek.
Well, I'm less than a mile away from you. By the way, how am I coming through? I'm hearing lots of fuzz.
I'm having some fuzz as well on my end. I'm mobile. I heard that you lived in the Metamora area, so, but I was over at 7-1, on my way home.
Roger that. I'm in, on my way into town. I've got a service event coming up in about 10 days. I'm a little concerned about my radio, and maybe my antenna is loose again. And I'm trying to figure out if it's the repeater distance or if it's my radio here in Phoenix, too.
Clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
YNU monitoring.
Hey Dave, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. Out and about, getting ready to pick my kids up for the event they went to tonight. How's your night going?
Not too bad. This is KEAWUO, by the way. But, yeah, so far so good. I'm still up at work, but I'll probably be getting out of here pretty soon. Just kind of curious if my audio you would think was net level worthy, or should I come closer?
Oh, I think your audio is good. It's loud and clear. I can hear you 5-9.
All right. Well, this is the last test. I got the radio on the desk last time I had it up in the air. I'm kind of curious how I sound now and if I can comfortably do the net from my office at work. Sorry to throw this test at you randomly.
You're good. Yeah, your audio level's fine. There's no interference or anything like that, at least from what I can get. I think you're good. And obviously too, like I said, if you need to, you can use MedStar's parking lot as well. No problem at all. So wherever you're comfortable. That's fine, but I appreciate you taking the net for me tomorrow.
Yeah, no problem. I probably will come a little bit closer because I'm getting a decent amount of static on my way, so I'm just kind of curious how well I was coming, and sounds like it's doing pretty good. It'll probably just get better as the leaves fall off the trees. So I'm glad to hear that. But, so what's new and exciting in your world? Anything good?
Not a whole lot. We're getting ready for Stella's birthday. She's going to be 7, so that's why I need to get that covered tomorrow night, because tomorrow's her birthday. So I'm getting some birthday goodies for her and some cupcakes for her to take to work, to school tomorrow. So other than that, though, really nothing too exciting. How's your day going?
It's going pretty good. I met up with Sean this morning and got that Wise box, so I have basically everything I need to, I haven't gotten home yet, so that Amazon dongle thing should be on my front porch or mailbox or something, and then I have the Wise box, so I can start to play with all that, and I'm excited about that project. We accidentally had, and you might have heard, but we accidentally had a long QSO with Dean and Darren and Tim on Discord. We just kind of dropped in there for a quick minute to talk, and then everybody started showing up, so that was kind of fun. But other than that, I got a birthday coming up too, but that's not till later in October, and I'm not telling you when. Back to you, KEAWUO.
Okay, all right. Well, I talked to Tim about the stuff. He had a couple questions. He mentioned the meeting, but that's good. That's good that you guys were able to talk, and I'm glad that you got that equipment there. That'll help out big time. Because I know Sean is wanting other guys to be able to step up and fill that role and stuff. So that'll help out tremendously. And as far as your birthday, we'll find out, because I've got ways of finding out, so we'll have to do something, or we'll have to figure something out there, and but we'll find out when your birthday is.
You heard that, and you said challenge accepted. I have no doubt you will. I probably filled it out in my paperwork somewhere. It's probably date of birth or something. I'm sure you have it somewhere. You probably got a copy of my ID. I don't know. You'll find it. It's too funny. Yeah, I think you'll probably win this battle.
Oh, I'm a dispatcher. I got my ways. I like challenges, so it's very very rewarding.
Yeah, it sounds actually like it would be a pretty neat job. It's probably a tough job, and, you know, I think like a lot of jobs, it's probably pretty thankless at times, especially for the stresses and things that you guys go through. So I guess if no one's ever told you, thank you. but yeah, that is a... It's an interesting job, you know. It's not for everybody. I've had to call 911 and do resuscitations on a diver before, and I know that it's not an easy job to be there for the person on the phone when they're stressing out, and you want nothing more than to help them, and they want nothing more than everything to be okay, and it doesn't always work that way. So I don't need to tell you, so I'll leave it alone. Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, it is a tough job, and you know, it's one of those things that I like serving my community. I like, you know, giving back, and you know, there's days where you know, it's easy, and you know, you can put a smile on somebody's face, and there's days where you know, I have to step away from the desk and shed a few tears, or you know, question whether you did it right or not. It happens, but you know, it's a job, and like you said, if I can make a difference in somebody's life, that's what matters, and that's why I go to work every morning, and you know, outside of the paycheck, but you know, that's why I go to work, is try to make a difference in somebody's life, and you know, answer the call, because if nobody's there to answer the phone, then no help's coming. So you know, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I hear that. It's definitely a community service, and we all thank you for that. It's good to see that you guys are good. You're looking up birthdays and stuff like that too. And on a lighter note, but all right. Well, I will. I'm supposed to get out of here by 8 before the alarm sets, so I can turn it off, but I don't plan to today, so I'm going to try to sneak out of here, and I'll be monitoring like 10. I'll be monitoring the whole time, but I'm gonna have to dip out for about 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, John. Not a problem. Appreciate to see you. So I'm here at my destination. So I'm going to hop off here and get my kids, see how their night went. You enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here soon. I'm always around, so 73, see ya, and I'll be clear on your final. This is KYND.
All right, copy that. Well, you have a good day, and yeah, we'll talk soon. This is KYND. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, sunny, 44 degrees.